Joined before today's game by head coach Brent Bolte. And coach, I saw you with the axe in your hand on the field in Moorhead after the game last Saturday. Describe the feeling of bringing the axe back to Bemidji.
You know, as I told the team, it's a huge rivalry. You know, we recruit against them, just like I made the comment last week about St. Cloud. We need to win those games. It's a rivalry game, and it's recruitment-based. And, you know, I respect their coaches and all that. But, yeah, in my opinion, we've let that thing slip away a few games. And not to say you're bad-mouthed Moorhead at all. They're a good football team. But, you know, felt like we maybe gave it to them a couple years out of the last five. And it was fun to find a way to win with the group that we have and get out of there, baby. It was a fun day with the boys over there.
You mentioned letting a few get away. Did you start to feel that way in the second quarter as the tide definitely turned toward Moorhead?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Like, we've had a couple games like this where the defense has probably won, I would even say against Moorhead, probably 85% of the plays. And then we give up a bust, and give them credit. Steve is a good offensive mind. He does some really good things and stresses the defense. And all of a sudden, we, you know, had one breakdown instead of being a, you know, 30-yard gain or 20-yard gain. Their touchdowns, and that happened three times in the span of whatever 5 minutes. And so we survived the half. We kind of regrouped, and I really thought, you know, 75-80% of the game that we outplayed them. But sure, the score didn't look that way, but yeah, it felt like we were in a dogfight after that second quarter.
Defense did definitely bounce back, had a nice blocked field goal. Thought they had some nice push up the middle. Is that what you saw on that play?
Yeah, Joshua Lee and Ryan Schnellrich got a lot of push on the guard, and jumpers got up. I think it was actually blocked by one of the two interior guys on the push. So yeah, the special teams, that was hard conditions, to be honest with you. It was cold and wet and not a lot of wind, but just the snow coming down made the balls heavy. And at that particular time, it was a huge play in the game, and the offense went back down and got us to 28-24. And we had so many opportunities to put two, three scores between us. And really in the first quarter, I thought we should have been up 28-0 and missed a couple opportunities in the red zone. And then we had the turnover in the red zone there in the fourth quarter. We didn't get points. I'm like, it's going to come down to the bitter end. And it's kind of been our MO, so, mm-hmm. You know, keep the audiences entertained. But it sure would have been nice to get a few more points and pull away there.
Jalen had another huge day running the football, coming back from, you know, that concussion protocol that he was under a couple weeks ago. That's got to make you happy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a difference maker out there, and, you know, he's not huge in stature, but he's got a huge heart, and he's a very gifted kid. Give the offensive line credit, give Emmett some credit too, and they were running uphill, especially in the fourth quarter. They had so many guys in the box, and, you know, just with the conditions, it was hard for Emmett to throw up those 50-50 balls, even though he hit one late to Bolio to extend a drive in the fourth, but it was tough conditions, so they knew we were running it. We knew they were going to have guys in there, and you got to be able to grind out some tough yards, and he did that.
So Emmett's day, he had a couple of tough reads, had a couple interceptions, but I thought overall he played pretty well.
Yeah, I think, you know, the hard part was just we left out a lot of yardage on the attachments, like our RPO stuff. It was just really hard to get the ball out quick to Malik, and he short-armed. It really wasn't short-armed. It was just a tough throw in the conditions, where Malik probably could have had a huge day if we'd have got the ball in his hands a few more times, and they weren't really respecting it. And to be honest with you, later we just kind of went away from it after the first half. And so, yeah, he managed the game well. He kept, you know, we were doing some run checks based on what they were doing, and he got us into that. So I'd say he managed the game pretty well. And obviously we got to cut down on the interceptions and those things and the turnovers. But given the situations, especially with the weather and being so cold and wet, I thought he handled it pretty well.
And that last drive for Moorhead, they just kind of, as Hank Stram said, kept matriculating down the field. They just kept finding ways to keep gaining yards on every play. What was kind of going through your mind on that last drive of theirs?
Well, without a big beep you can figure out what I was thinking. But, you know, we started out with our base personnel. We played well. We were running some two-man concepts. They saw it. We went to like our dime package at the end where we only had three guys rushing. And to be honest with you, we had performed in that all year when we ran it really well, and we performed terribly, and we had some mistakes on our end that really allowed Moorhead to kind of get the ball moving. And mind you, we probably could have picked the first pass off and been, you know, celebrating a lot early or a lot earlier, but we ended up doing a good job to keep him in bounds a couple times. But we can't have a penalty. That's like our number one deal. We let them get out of bounds, which we set that defense up to not let them out of bounds. So we certainly aided, and Sinani did a good job picking some up, some good chunk plays and reading the defense. So give them credit, but the one that really haunted me was the one that they were about at the 50 and they hit that 30-yarder over the middle. Should never happen. We had a miscommunication in what coverage we were in and cut a kid free, and that can't happen. And we got extremely lucky, to be honest with you, that we were able to get the win.
Head coach Brent Bolte on the Moorhead State game. Coming up next, Joshua Lay on our player profile. Head coach Brent Bolte will join us later on the pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Head coach Brent Bolte back with us on the pregame show. Coach, season always seems to kind of fly by. 11 games just goes bang. Now all of a sudden we're at the last one against Minot State. Kind of give us your thoughts on how quickly this season has seemed to have gone.
To be honest with you, this one's probably gone faster than any of the other ones, and probably just because of the amount of adversity and how much we've had to change through the course of the year. I don't think people really, I mean, you can look at the record and we got 7 wins. If we can get 8 wins, it'd be awesome. But it's been every week, multiple guys out. We've had, you know, all conference, all American guys that haven't played very much, third string quarterback, fourth string really center. It's just, it goes on and on. So give the kids a lot of credit, but I think the coaching staff, particularly the assistant OCs and DCs, have done a really good job of managing the talent that we've had and putting those guys in scenarios to get us in games, number one, and then having the confidence of the kids to trust in the game plan and win in a different way, which I've talked about a lot. Our margin is pretty small with how we're winning right now. But it bodes well for the future, which we talk a lot about here, and just extremely proud of our guys. But yeah, it has zipped by faster than I think any other year just because of all those scenarios I just talked about.
You mentioned the 8th win. What's it going to take today to get this 8th win against Minot State?
You know, I think they're probably disappointed with the way their season has gone. They started out actually playing extremely well. Mike Aldrich is a good dude, and he's done well. We have some ties out there. Derek at home, one of their GAs, was a BSU guy. So they've done a really good job kind of turning that around. So I kind of pull for them, to be honest with you. They're just good guys and good people, and they're doing it the right way. Obviously not this weekend, but I think really it's kind of the tail between the two, you know, parts of the season where when they were able to move the ball well, they're running it. Their quarterback is an athletic kid. They have a nice receiving core. I think their O-line is vastly improved. So I think on offense, as long as they don't turn the ball over, which is ironic to what I always say about us, is that they've been able to, you know, hang some points on people and make it extremely close games. Defensively, I think they struggle a little bit just up front, getting, you know, ran on a little bit, which then they pack the box and people are taking the top off. So people exploited them that way. So we got to hopefully get a good game plan and get some points on them that way. Because they really, you know, when I look at them, I'm like, I'm surprised they only have 3 wins while looking at their offense. So it's going to be a good game. It seems like the Beaver Bash always ends up being closer with a couple exceptions here and there. So I'm excited to get the 8th win. And the other thing we're talking a lot about is the senior class has a chance to set the all-time win record here with 32, which is, I really didn't even know that until a couple days ago. And what a wild deal, because really that's my first group of guys that I've coached the whole time. They've been redshirted their first year, and then when I took over, it was their first playing year. So kind of my trials and tribulations as a coach has kind of been with them, and it's awesome to see those guys, all the fruits of the labor leading up to potentially being the all-time winningest team ever here at BSU.
Jalen's carried the ball quite a bit when he's been playing. Are you going to have to lean on him that hard again today, do you think?
I hope not. I mean, we do need to jazz some things up, and we try to get Mikhail in against Moorhead, and you know, he's a freshman. You can kind of see if he's on or off. We need to get Schrod in. It just, Jalen, you know, it goes back to a little bit with trust, and not saying that we don't trust Schrod, but, you know, Jalen's been proven. I think it's one of the weird things that, you know, trust is earned, and he's earned the trust of the staff. And so we got to give those guys opportunities to get in there. The O-line's going to have to play well, but no, I don't think we need to do that to Jalen. I want to, you know, he can carry the ball 35 times, but I think once you get past that, that's something that we got to kind of slow down on doing, to be honest with you.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
I appreciate it.
Head coach Brent Bolte before today's game. Coin toss and starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.